Only the Cannes Film Festival in France is bigger.
Speaker 2. Reykjavik, Iceland.
In Iceland, a very important part of life is swimming and going to a hot tub, which is like a small swimming pool with hot water. People go before work or on the weekend to meet with their friends, or sometimes even to have business meetings. The countryside in Iceland is incredible. There are almost no trees, and there are volcanoes and fields of lava, which are the incredibly hot stones that come out of the volcanoes. You can walk for days and not see another person, because there aren't many people in Iceland. In Reykjavik, there are less than 250,000 people, and the second biggest city has only 15,000. Icelandic people are very creative. It's normal for many people to make music, paint or draw, and even write books. Also, many people make their own clothes, and they look really fashionable.
File 11A, Listening. Speaker 1. Toronto, Canada.
On the weekend, the city is pretty busy. It's very similar to New York City or Washington, D.C. The streets are crowded with cars and people. There are interesting neighborhoods to visit, great restaurants to eat at, and a lot of places to hear music. I think most people stay in the city because there isn't much to do outside of the city. People dress nicely here, especially at work. In big companies, it's normal for men to wear suits and women to wear business clothes. On the weekend, people dress more casually. They wear jeans or shorts and t-shirts, depending on the weather. An interesting thing is that Toronto's nickname is Hollywood North. A lot of TV and movie companies film their shows in Toronto. The city is also home to the Toronto International Film Festival.